Let me just say I'm quite annoyed that not one person decided to write my name in when voting earlier this week. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour, legendary rocker Dee Snider. Remember from Twisted Sister? Well, Twisted Sister is now firmly in the rearview mirror. Dee has just put out his third solo album, and he's also come out with a new version of We're Not Gonna Take It. It's a very interesting listen. Cara DeFalco will be by, and we will talk with Dee Snider. Then, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And have you ever experienced an Italian Thanksgiving? Well, if you haven't, it's quite a thing. And so Cara and I will talk about in detail the Italian Thanksgiving. She has been through many. She is going to be going through one pretty soon. So we'll talk about that. Then Game of Thrones. Do you watch this program? I must admit I do not. Cara DeFalco is a big fan. And we will talk about the spoilers that have been thrown out on the internet. That's right, Season 7, it's all out there. So if you don't want to wait around and watch the show, you can kind of hunt around on the internet and find out. We will have those as well if you choose to listen. And we'll talk about kind of why this happened. We start things off this hour with a story that everybody has been talking about since Tuesday. The election of Donald Trump, the 45th president of these United States. It has happened when no one thought it would happen. And we heard for weeks and weeks and weeks that Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in. She was going to win the presidency. So it is over. And America seems just as divided now as they were before it and as they were during it. I've never seen such extreme emotions over an election. I go all the way back to Reagan and Carter. I'm old. People were downright despondent Wednesday morning, and most of them still are now. And the nastiness on social media was overwhelming. And in many corners of that steamy place on the internet, it still is. What did we learn, though, through all of this? First of all, polling is an outright crock. Who were these people talking to? Larry Sabato. He's been the so-called expert all these years. He said she was going to rack up like 340 electoral votes. She didn't do that. She didn't win. Where are these people getting their information from? Are they only talking to 23-year-olds online at Starbucks buying lattes? I guess so, because that was kind of the whole crowd at the Javits Center in New York the other night crying when Hillary wouldn't come out. Now, there is a time-honored tradition in this country that there is a seamless transfer of power. And I'm not just talking about it on Inauguration Day. I'm talking about on election night. One person wins. One person loses. The loser calls the winner and concedes. Then the loser comes out and speaks. Then the winner comes out and speaks. We didn't see that happen because for some reason Hillary Clinton decided to leave those people that had waited for hours at the Javits Convention Center in New York City standing there with their hats in their hands. And she decided she was going to do it the next day. I'm sorry. If you're going to go through the trouble of running for the highest office in the land, at least give that land the dignity of speaking to it after the election is over that night. I didn't think that was such a good thing. We also learned something else in all of this. There is a large demographic in this country that we never listen to or acknowledge. They pejoratively call it flyover country. Oh, the states that you fly over from New York to LA and back. There are people there that matter. There are simple people, and I don't use that in a negative way. I'm talking about people that get up in the morning, go to work, punch a time clock, come home, and take care of their families. Maybe their values don't line up with yours, but they are American, and they count. They are not deplorable. They are people. And those people came out and voted in ways they never have before. Take a look at some of the numbers from Wisconsin, where you had people come out and vote that haven't voted in presidential elections ever. So we learned that everyone's opinion matters in this country, not just if you live in a big city and go to Starbucks every day. So Donald J. Trump now takes the stage as the 45th president of the United States. What will he do? We have no idea. But at least as Americans, we owe him that chance. Let's rock. Dee Snider coming up next. Cara DeFalco coming in as well. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.